If you are looking for even more help and guidance on your breakup, I have a few different options for you to take your healing to the next level. I have 4 different online courses depending on what stage of the breakup that you're in, from beginning all the way into moving on after heartbreak. Or you can bundle all of my courses together and use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle. I also have my 30-day no contact challenge to help hold you accountable in going no contact with your ex. And we have our free Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with other people going through breakups all over the world. To learn more about any of these resources, head to the show notes where you can learn more about my courses, take the quiz to figure out which course is best for you, or join the Facebook group. And don't forget to use the code PODCAST to get $25 off my course bundle.
You know what can make breakups even harder than they already are? PMS. I don't know about you, but my PMS gives me such bad anxiety, racing thoughts, and a lot of bloating, all of which is a recipe to make a breakup feel that much more intense. To help combat my PMS symptoms, I've been loving Estro Control by Happy Mammoth, a supplement company dedicated to making women's lives easier. Estro Control contains science-backed herbal extracts that help support hormonal health, especially in women who suffer from PMS. I was so interested to learn how this supplement worked. It actually helps support the liver, which is where hormones are processed. And when estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, that's what causes those awful PMS symptoms. So to help combat your PMS symptoms, I highly recommend Estro Control so you're not robbed of a week of your life every single month. Not fair. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the code HEARTBREAK at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code HEARTBREAK for 15% off today.
Welcome to the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast with your host, Breakup Bestie, aka me, Kendra. Breakups are hard, but you don't have to do it alone. Each week, I will be taking you through a different topic as it relates to breaking up, healing from heartbreak, growing in your single life, dating, and getting back into happier and healthier relationships. The goal of this show is to provide support, hope, tips, and to remind you that above all, this too shall pass. Welcome back to another solo episode of the Heal Your Heartbreak podcast. Today's episode is all about how to ask for help. I have gotten feedback from reviews and messages that I know on this show, I talk a lot about leaning on your support system and utilizing friends and family and basically utilizing any resource you have access to in order to get through the breakup. And I have definitely gotten feedback of, I don't feel like I have that support system. I don't feel like I have friends to reach out to or whatever that looks like. So I think one thing that I have learned, I mean, in my adult life, like the biggest lesson I've learned is the importance of asking for help. And not even that, just how to do it, how to accept it, how to do it in a direct way. I think the goal is to be someone who feels comfortable asking for help and is able to do it directly and is not someone that relies on people reading your mind, or because I have 100% been that person. I've been that person like last week where I feel like someone should know what I need in the moment. I've struggled in that in my marriage, with friendships, with my parents, with work people. It's easy to assume that, especially for people that we feel like know us so well, it's easy to assume that we know how, we think they should know how to comfort us, how to help us, what we might need, especially if it, I know for me, it's like, oh my God, can you not see I'm drowning over here? Why can't you reach out or whatever that looks like? So I have learned time and time again, that does not work. It does not work with friends, with family, with romantic relationships. That just does not work. We have to be able to ask people for what we want and what we need in the moment. So that's what I really wanted to talk about in today's episode, because I do think that is why a lot of people don't feel supported through their breakup is not because they don't necessarily have the people in place, but because we're just not utilizing them in the right way. And we don't know how to ask for what we need. So obviously, disclaimer here, I know there are people out there who do feel really alone, and maybe through your relationship, you did lose a lot of friendships. And so some of this is going to require rebuilding a support system on your end. And some of that might be going to people who you did lose and saying that you're sorry and going to them and letting go of your pride and saying what happened and asking if, you know, you guys can reconnect. Some of it will be that, but for the majority of you, this is just utilizing the people that you have in your life. So the first thing is you just can't be the person that doesn't say how you're doing, especially in the midst of a breakup. It's, you can't just assume that someone knows you're going through a breakup and of course knows you're struggling. You have to be really, really specific on when someone says, hey, how are you? And I know it feels like sometimes it can feel really repetitive, and sometimes it feels hard to continuously say, oh, I'm not doing that great, but it is important. It's really important not to lie. And this is actually something that I've worked with a therapist with this year in particular, just because this has been such a hard year for me personally with having twins and having three kids under three. And I struggled a lot with that when people would ask how I was doing. I'm like, I always feel like I'm saying I'm stressed and I'm overwhelmed and I'm tired, but that's my truth at this moment. And to me, it feels icky to tell someone that I'm doing good or I'm doing well when I'm not. So you do need to be honest with people. I was talking to a friend about this the other day. It's so isolating. When you're going through something hard, it's already so isolating. And to not share your truth on what's happening with you is going to make you feel more lonely, more isolated. It will make the breakup harder. So you do really need to be honest with people about where you're at and how you're doing. This is not the time to be prideful. Not to mention, I know I've had friendships in the past where they've honestly fallen off because it's very hard for me to be friends with someone when I ask them how they're doing. They're always great. They're always good. I want to know how you're doing. I want to know what's going on in your life. Please keep me current with what's going on. When I'm on the phone with someone or I'm texting with someone and, hey, how are you? I'm good. It's like, I don't have anything to work with there. So be honest, stay current with people. It will help you. It will help them. It's good to have people know that you're struggling. And sometimes, like some people, I have a couple friends in my life that if I say I'm struggling, they will immediately hop on. What can I, like, do you need anything? Here's this. But that's not the majority. The majority of people, yes, they want to be there for me, but they won't just like hop into action. So we need to give very specific instructions on what we need. And even for the people that say, like, how can I support you? And this is on you. This is some homework that you would need to do. You need to figure out what makes you feel supported. Take out a pen and a piece of paper and write down what makes you feel supported. Is it people just reaching out to you and sending you a text saying, hey, like, is that what you're really struggling with, is not getting that connection? Maybe you did get a daily text from your ex and, you know, not saying you need to ask your friends to text you every day, but you can say, I'm actually really struggling in the mornings. I used to get this text from my ex every morning saying like, good morning, beautiful, or whatever that looks like. And you can say anytime you think about it, if you could just shoot me a text in the morning saying, hey, that would be so nice. That's something you could very easily ask for. So you need to figure out and you need to do the work of figuring out what works for you. And then you need to very specifically ask for those things. So the toughest part of this year for me, right after my twins were born, they were born early, 6 weeks premature, and they were in the NICU for 3.5 weeks. And it was so difficult. I was I felt like I was living in a blur, and it was so isolating and scary. And, you know, I had friends. Hey, how can I help you? Like, what do you need? And I said, hey, can you DoorDash or bring me lunch to the hospital? Like, I'm spending every lunch at the hospital in the NICU, and it would be great if I didn't have to, you know, take time away from the babies to go find some food for me. And I had one friend that's like, thank you so much for telling me that. Thank you so much for being specific and asking me that. I'm so happy to be able to do this for you. And I didn't know how to help you. And I'm so glad I'm doing something productive. So doing things like that, let's relate this to breakups of, okay, let's say holidays are coming up. Holidays are going to be hard. You know, how can I help you? Me and my ex used to have this tradition the night before Thanksgiving. We would, you know, spend time like figuring out all the things that we wanted to buy on Black Friday. I'm totally making this up, but like, are you free the night before Thanksgiving? Do you want to just like sit on the couch on our phones and make wish lists of things that we want to buy? So doing things like that. And again, this is, I think the message of this episode is not even so much what your friends need to do more of. It's more of you need to do certain things for yourself. You have to figure out in what ways you need support. You do need to plan ahead. Like, holidays are coming up. I do feel very bad for people when they're going through breakups and it feels like, and then all of a sudden Thanksgiving shows up and it feels like they're spending it by themselves. Not to say there are people who really don't have people around, but for the majority of you, you just need to plan. You need to reach out to a friend of yours that maybe has mentioned in the past, hey, anytime you want to come by for Thanksgiving dinner, please come on over. Say, hey, I would love to take you up on that. What can I bring?
It feels like I am making 1,000 different decisions every day from the moment I wake up. And by the end of the day, I dread when I have to figure out what to make for dinner. The invisible load of meal planning and making grocery lists can be such an energy suck. And for those of you navigating a breakup, I know your energy is low. And I know with a low appetite, your motivation to figure out what to eat is almost non-existent. This is why I love recommending Cook Unity, who can help with a wide variety of restaurant quality food from award-winning chefs delivered to your door. Cook Unity meals require no cleanup, prep, or meal planning. They come fully cooked with heating in as little as 5 minutes. If you're someone like me who doesn't enjoy cooking, this makes the end of my days so much easier, not having to spend time prepping and then all of the cleanup afterward. Cook Unity is flexible with commitment-free subscriptions. You can skip deliveries, pause, or cancel at any time. And if you're worried about price, don't be, because subscriptions start as low as $11 per meal. Take a load off and let Cook Unity handle dinner. Affordable food crafted by award-winning chefs delivered to your door. Go to cookunity.com/heartbreak or enter code heartbreak before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using code heartbreak or going to cookunity.com/heartbreak. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. This has been a tough year for me, adding my twin boys into my life, and there's one person that I owe a huge thank you to, and that's my best friend Alexis, who has been there for me every step of the way. This month is all about gratitude, and along with my best friend, I know there's one person I don't thank enough, and I would bet you don't either, and that's yourself. In all the craziness of life, especially in the midst of a breakup, it is so easy to ignore all of the incredible things that you're doing every single day and all of the amazing qualities that you have. Therapy has always been a great place for me to pause and reflect on the things I can appreciate about myself. It's also great to have an outside perspective who can see me in ways that I can't see myself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Let gratitude flow with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/heartbreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/heartbreak. As the season changes and I'm going from t-shirts to sweaters, I'm happy that my sunglasses can quickly change looks too with Pair Eyewear. Pair Eyewear offers infinite possibilities for both glasses and sunglasses, starting at just $60, including your prescription.
Plus, you get 15% off by using code HEARTBREAK at PairEyewear.com. While I don't wear glasses, I've been loving my sunglasses. Having a big head and wider face makes it difficult for me to find frames that I love. And with Pair's virtual try-on, I fell in love with the Quinn frames. And now with fall in full swing, I have been using my tortoise top frames to change up my look. Top frames start at just $25, so you can switch up your look as often as you want. Fall into a new routine with infinite possibilities from Pair Eyewear. Go to PairEyewear.com and use code HEARTBREAK for 15% off your first pair. And support the show by mentioning that Heal Your Heartbreak sent you in your post-checkout survey. That's PairEyewear.com, code HEARTBREAK. Take people up on their offerings, on their things that if they say, hey, can I do anything for you? Yeah, it would be great if you could do X, Y, or Z. And again, like I always struggle with bringing up my personal life on this just because I am obviously I'm not going through a breakup, but this really has been the year for me of accepting and asking for help. And it's been so liberating in so many ways. And I made a commitment to myself this year that if someone was going to offer help to me, I was going to take it within reason, obviously, but I'm recording this the day after Halloween. And last night I was at a Halloween party and I was holding one of my babies and someone said, hey, and a friend of mine said, hey, you want me to hold him? And at first I was like, no, I'm okay. I got it. And then I said, you know what? No, I would love that. So accept people's help. If someone says, hey, do you want to join me on this weekend? Yes, I would love to. Train yourself to say yes to help. And again, notice that it might not come as easily as you think it will. And sometimes you might have to take, you know, you might have to go back and say, hey, I know I said no thank you earlier, but I've been thinking about it and I would really enjoy that. So accept people's offers and learn to ask friends what you need. And I'm sure playing devil's advocate with myself, I'm sure there will be pushback of, I don't want to expect too much of my friends. I would say there are a couple caveats here of one, you're not relying too heavily on one particular person. It is good to spread it out. And I know there's also the devil's advocate thing here of, again, I was just talking to a friend the other day. She was struggling with feeling isolated and like a lot of her friends are, you know, just having babies or getting married. And it feels like, why would they want me, a single person, around? That is not the case at all. Like I always invite friends I know that don't have partners or whatever over, hey, like come to our house for Thanksgiving, come hang out with us on Christmas. Don't make up stories in your head. And if you are going to make up stories in your head, at least be sure you're challenging them of, oh, I can't reach out to that person. They have a lot going on or they're in a different stage of life. Don't do that. Everyone in your life that I'm assuming that you're asking for support from is an adult and they can say no if it's not something that they're up for. But I think a lot of this is going to be, again, on you asking for the help, accepting the help. If someone offers something, again, like I think this episode is very important that it's coming out around the holidays. If someone says, hey, do you want to come do this with us? Go say yes. Even if your first instinct is to say no, say yes. And then like on the days that you don't have plan, just all of a sudden you're having a really hard day and you need support, I think a lot of the time the support that we need is sometimes just connection. So even, you know, if all of a sudden you're having an out of nowhere, really hard day, I would encourage you to just reach out to a friend and make a connection in some way, you know, rack your brain of, oh, you know, Sarah just had this big job interview. I'm just going to reach out and ask how it's going and, you know, kind of start a conversation there. Because sometimes I will say like you are going to have a hard day and you're not really going to know what you need. But at least for me, connection and being able to hear what a friend's going through or something is going to instantly make me feel better. So when in doubt, just connect. And, you know, when it comes to like bigger things that you need help with. Like what comes to mind for me is when I finally like asked for help getting sober from my mom, or those kind of big things where it's like, okay, I need to go to therapy. And sometimes the person you're asking help from is yourself. Sometimes it's, okay, this is like really scary for me to finally tackle this, or, you know, ask my mom for help, or ask if I can go home and visit my parents, or ask my sister if I can go stay with her for a couple weeks. That kind of stuff. Sometimes it's just getting to a place of acceptance for you and taking that first step of calling your mom, going online and looking up therapists, or texting your friends, hey, does anyone know of a good therapist? So sometimes it's just taking that first step. And in sobriety, we talk a lot about just the willingness to ask for help. The willingness to be open for help is really, really powerful. And I mean, I share this story a lot, like when I'm telling my recovery story, but the day I asked my mom for help, when I said, I need help, like I need to get sober, me just saying that, I swear, opened the door to so many things. Like within the next 36 hours from me saying that, I had a friend reach out, take me to a 12-step meeting. I was enrolled in a outpatient program. It just happened so fast. And I think it's a good example of sometimes all it takes is asking a friend, hey, do you have a therapist that you recommend? And then it kind of just snowballs into, okay, yes, here you go. Now you have accountability, because they're going to ask, oh, did you reach out to them? So sometimes the scariest things to ask for help for, you just have to open the door a little bit, and accountability, more support, like courage. That, I mean, the hardest thing is just taking that first step of telling someone, hey, I'm really struggling with this. And then again, it'll snowball from there. But asking for help, being open to help, that's the first step. Being open to help, that's number one. Asking for help, specifically asking for what you need, and then accepting the help is going to be a big one. And if you're someone that has a hard time getting help from other people, it's going to feel uncomfortable, but it's a great lesson. It's a great lesson to learn. And it's an important discomfort to work through, because at the end of the day, you need to remember that you do need help. You're going through a breakup. You're having a tough time. I know listening to me is hopefully helping you if you're listening to this, but it's also important to get that help from the people that are closest to you. And don't forget that it feels good to people in your life to be able to help you. I love when I'm able to help a friend. It feels so good. So you're providing that to the people you love. You're giving that help to yourself, and you're, you know, ultimately learning a lesson that's going to serve you very well in the future. So yeah, I would say after listening to this, explore, how do you feel supported? Like, what makes you feel good? Do you like being around people? For me, I love being around people. I would love, like, if I'm going through a hard time, I would love just to be able to sit with a friend on their couch. Or I love getting just texts, hey, I'm just thinking about you, checking in. That is like, okay, I'm not by myself. Like, I'm not alone. So figuring out what that looks like. Are you having a hard time remembering to eat? Are you waking up in the middle of the night and unable to sleep? Because if you're someone who is going through that, and you maybe have friends that are new moms, I would venture to guess some are up in the middle of the night too. And if they know you are, they might shoot you a text in the middle of the night. And it's like that thing that makes you feel like there's a glimmer of hope. So where are you struggling the most? And how can you be most supported? And then who in your life can you ask for that to be filled? And what do you need to do to unblock your discomfort in asking for/accepting help? Those are the big questions that I hope everyone can walk away with and do some reflecting on. So I hope everyone can ask for help today. Start small. Practice. It's a great thing. It's a great thing to practice. I've shared this on other episodes, but I had a therapist that would ask, that gave me the challenge of being at a restaurant and asking for extra napkins. Because even that used to be hard for me. So starting small and then working your way up. And I promise it will pay off. It's such an important skill to have. So I'll see you guys back here next week.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. If you loved it, I hope you'll leave a review and share with your friends. If you're not already following me on Instagram, head to @yourbreakupbestie, where I'm sharing new content almost every day. To join our Facebook group, Healing Hearts Club, where you can connect with thousands of people from all over the world going through breakups, head to the link in the show notes. And don't forget to check out my online courses for more in-depth help through your healing journey. I always end these episodes the same way, reminding you to be nice to yourself, stay connected with loved ones, and the biggest reminder is that this too shall pass. I promise.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Think you know all about Cleveland? Think again and get ready to learn much more about Cleveland. Listen to the latest episodes of Destination Cleveland's podcast, Legends of the Land. We're talking to locals and experts to uncover answers to those burning questions we get asked about the land. Get the real story behind all things Cleveland. From its rich history to the hidden gems, there's so much to explore. Tune in on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you find your podcasts. Discover a side of Cleveland you never knew.